My name is Carla Lewis, and I'm the Gainsborough Branch Manager, and we are here at the house of and home of Christine Evelyn Payne, and we will be interviewing from her house at 116 Pinehurst in Salem, Virginia. Okay, Ms. Payne, can you tell us when and where were you born?
Well, I was born in Roanoke, Virginia, on Hanover Avenue, Northwest.
And do you remember which year?
1926.
Okay, thank you. Can you tell me about your parents, your mother and your father?
My mother had a laundry on Park Street for several years. And my father worked for
Roanoke, Virginia?
Yes, it was in Roanoke. It was the silk mill. Mm-hmm. The silk mill.
Okay.
Yeah, for many years.
All righty.
Did you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, one brother and one sister. My brother Percy and my sister Arnisha. Elsie Arnisha Keelan.
All right. Did you have any family living nearby you when you lived in Roanoke?
For a short time, my grandmother lived there. And then there were several uncles and aunts on my father's side who lived there.
Can you tell me your grandmother's name?
Zella Franklin. Yeah, Zella Franklin.
Okay, can you describe your home life? For instance, did you all gather around the front porch in the afternoons, or did you listen to the radio? Or
we gathered around the piano. My mother played the piano, and we all enjoyed singing, and that was one of the main things that we did. I liked singing. My dad liked singing, and we enjoyed that.
What other kind of activities did you participate in? Did you go to church?
Yes. That was a must, that we all went to church, particularly the children of the family must go to Sunday school, and we did, and we enjoyed that. My mother enjoyed that also. She taught Sunday school.
What family stories were passed on from generation to generation when you were all around the piano and after singing? Did you have a story or a particular recipe or something that you did from generation to generation?
Well, basically, we just didn't. My mother enjoyed playing the piano. My dad had a very good voice, and he enjoyed singing, and so did I. And that was the main thing, that we enjoyed music. And that was one of the things that we did, particularly on Sundays and also some weekends.
Did you talk about the Civil War or any part of slavery?
A little. My dad would talk about that at times. And my mother would too. And also my grandmother would tell us a little bit about that, but not a great deal.
Okay. What is your fondest memories of childhood? What is the one thing that stands out right now if you were to tell me a story about your childhood?
Well, I always loved to sing, and I would stand in the living room and try playing the piano. I didn't play that well, but I would love to sing. And my brother would always come in and say, "What's wrong with you?" You know. But anyhow, that was lots of fun. But I enjoy singing.
What chores did you have to do around your house?
Oh, there were always chores, particularly in the kitchen. You know, you must wash the dishes and put them up, and that was the main thing. And dust. Make sure that the house is dusted. I did that. And my sister and I enjoyed doing that.
Describe your house for us. For example, was it a brick house, or did you have a single-story house, or did you have a garden that you had to attend to, or your parents?
It was a single-story house, but someone always had to be the person to dust the house, and I was somehow or other that one, along with my sister. We would make certain that the house was well dusted. And then my sister played the piano nicely. Then we would start singing and enjoying ourselves after we got some of the dust out.
Did you have indoor plumbing or outdoor bathrooms, or can you remember?
Yeah, I remember when we didn't have the indoor plumbing, but later on we did have that indoor plumbing. We really had both.
And how long did you live in the Gainesboro area?
Oh, golly, I probably left there when I would say when I went to college.
And what street was that?
Hanover Avenue.
How has the Gainesboro area changed?
I think it looks better now. And we probably don't have the same caliber of person living in that area. So it seems to be all right at this point.
When you grew up, did you have doctors, lawyers, teachers, preachers, anyone in the neighborhood that you lived in?
I would say maybe a preacher or two. Not really in my neighborhood, but somewhere near that. I can't think of any teachers. There might have been one or two teachers.
Did anyone in the neighborhood own their own business?
Yeah, my mother. My mother had the laundry service. She and another lady, Mrs. Davis, Maud Davis, the two of them had the laundry service on Park Street, just below, what's that church on the corner?
St. Paul's
church. Yeah. Mother and Mrs. Maud Davis had that. And for a long time, they had that. And it was good. They enjoyed it. And I think they both sort of, after so many years, they got tired and they came home, closed them.
Were there any grocery stores in your neighborhood?
Yeah, there might have been one on the corner. I think so.
Could you all walk to these stores?
I think so. I think there was one not far from St. Paul's Church, but I think that was one in that area.
Okay. Tell us about your schools before you went to college. Which elementary school did you attend, and high school?
Harrison. I think that's where I started school, at Harrison, on Harrison Avenue. And what was my teacher's name? I can see her face, but she lived in the northeast section, and she was just about that high.
What's it? Lucy Terrell.
Lucy Terrell. Do you remember her? Yeah. She was one of my teachers.
And where did you go to high school?
Addison. Lucy Addison. Yeah.
Do you remember seeing Miss Addison's picture hanging in there?
Yes.
She had already.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Right.
She was a principal before then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was a principal before. She might have been there for a short time, maybe while I was there, but I'm not really sure that I've forgotten.
And where did you attend college?
Oh, where did I go to school? Winston-Salem State University was one. And Winston-Salem and Penn State. I got my master's from Penn State. And I graduated from Winston-Salem State with NC, a BA. I graduated from Penn State University with a Master of Education. A certificate from Virginia Tech for something. And I worked as an English and Social Studies teacher in Roanoke County, Ben Mountain. Yeah. In Roanoke City. The only thing about that, I'm not a good rider. I get sick easily in a car. And that's how why I learned to drive, because if I were driving, then I didn't get sick. But to get in that car and go up on Ben Mountain, that was terrible. But then after learning how to drive, I could do that, and I felt better. Oh, I should take a few times, but that's okay.
Let me go back to elementary school. Were you all ever allowed to stay away from school because of the snow or rain or different things? When you walked to school, were you ever allowed to stay home a day?
It had to be a very, very heavy snow for us to stay at home. Otherwise, my daddy would make a path for us from Hanover Avenue down across Orange Avenue and even maybe up that hill. But he would make sure that we could get to school.
Did other members of your family attend college, your sisters, your brother?
Oh, yeah. My sister, I forgot where she went to. I've forgotten. Okay, but she went to college.
And your brother Percy was the director of the Y.
He was at the Y. My sister went way up. I forgot the name of it. It should be in here.
Okay, that's okay.
I don't see it at the moment. Fisk University. Fisk University. Right.
See what you had. Well, you had told me on one of your friends,
yeah.
I forgot.
Okay. Yeah, she went to Fisk.
And tell us what kind of work you did throughout your life.
Well, for the most part, I taught school. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it very much, both at Booker T and Addison, and I graduated from Winston-Salem Teachers College, and also Penn State is where I got my master's, so I enjoyed that.
Did you teach at Virginia Wesleyan Community College?
Yeah, I did. I forgot that. Yeah, I did. I taught there.
For many years.
How many years did I teach there? I graduated from Winston-Salem, but I taught someplace. Oh, 15 years, approximately 15 years.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Reading, English, and then I retired. Yeah. Worked as an instructor professor at Virginia Western Community. Probably 15 years, probably. Roanoke, about, did I teach there that long? 30 years.
That's what he said.
Okay. Well, probably so.
What kind of businesses or shops did you frequent when you were growing up? Did you go into town to any of the stores that were there, or did your parents purchase your clothes elsewhere?
Well, I guess maybe it's both ways. My mother was usually with me, and I was always the one that had to help me find something, you know. I needed somebody with me until I finally found out that I could choose something for myself. But usually she would go with me. And I think she enjoyed it, and I enjoyed having her with me.
Do you remember any of the stores that you...
Haramas was one, and which is closed now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a Pews, Haramas Pews. I can't think of it. There must have been something else out there. What? Lazarus. Yeah, Lazarus.
Folks Children's.
Oh, that's where she used to get my shoes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's about it.
Do you remember the closing of the silk mill?
Yeah, my dad worked there. I remember when it closed, you know. Yeah, I can't remember the year and how long he worked there. He worked there a long time, and then all of a sudden it closed.
How did that affect the community?
To a certain extent, I suppose it did affect them, because it's looking for a job then, and looking, you know, how am I going to take care of my family? What am I going to do? And so that was the kind of thing that, and then I'm trying to think, what did Daddy do after the mill closed? He found some kind of job. I've forgotten at the moment.
Okay.
But I'm sure he did, because he had three children, and I could see him sitting in the corner with figures, you know, trying to figure out, you know, how much is he going to make this month or this week or whatever to help his family.
What other kind of jobs did African Americans have at that time?
Most of them worked in homes, you know. They were, I'm saying that, but I know a few people who worked in homes, and that's what they wanted to do, is to be the caretaker for little kids in their homes.
And what
else?
About the mail? What about the mail? The railroad?
Oh, yeah, N&W. Yeah, that's right, N&W. N&W, I forgot that. A great number of them had worked in N&W. Were there many at Borough Hospital who worked there?
They had doctors and nurses.
So a few black doctors and nurses, yeah.
Teachers.
Or teachers.
Beauticians.
Right.
Barbers.
Right. Oh, lots of barbers.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of black teachers. Mm-hmm. And they were needed. A lot of them. I can't remember how many now, but there were a great number of black teachers there, men and women.
What memories do you have of the Gainsborough Library and Mrs. Virginia Wiley?
I enjoyed going there. In fact, I enjoyed getting the book out and reading most of it before I even left the library. I enjoyed it with Mrs. Lee, and somebody else used to work there, right? And they enjoyed it also, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm. Okay.
And how's it going now? Okay.
Wonderful. Well,
good. Wonderful.
Beautiful.
I'm glad. Good. I thought perhaps it was going well. Anyhow.
Do you remember the Dumas Hotel or any of the entertainment?
Okay. Why don't you tell about the Dumas Hotel and what's happening to them now?
I don't really remember anything, but I just know the history.
They had performers to come in, and
the history.
Henry Street was really jumping
was
at that
Henry
time.
Street, yeah.
Because when you had entertainers to come in, they couldn't stay at the Hotel Roanoke, so that would be the only place they could stay at the Dumas.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a little restaurant, like when you would go to the movie, to the Virginia Theater. I remember my
that's
cousin
right.
would always
they,
come.
That's closed.
Little yeah. ice cream hall. And the Barlow family owned that.
Yeah, I forgot.
But they tell me it really used to be a lively place at
mm-hmm.
one time.
Mm-hmm.
People that I know mm-hmm. would come from other places to stay.
Okay, thank you. Who were some of the strong community leaders at that time?
Hmm.
I know the teachers, you were saying the teachers.
Yeah, the teachers, I was trying to think of someone else. My mom and her friend who had the laundromat. and they had, it was good business for them. Who else in that area? And I guess when you think about that, there were so many people from various churches who did a great deal for the area, and in particular out of which they lived. There was always something that they would do for you, you know. So that was good. Let me see who else. The Y. My brother worked there for a long time, and he enjoyed that. What else?
And when you were sitting on the front porch and kids would come by and they were doing anything other than good, would you correct them? Would your parents correct them?
Oh, yes. All the time. Yes. Absolutely. In fact, you almost knew not to do anything. You know, if you don't, you dare do that. Yeah. Oh, so we were pretty good children, I would say. My family, the three of us, even though my brother and I used to get into it sometimes, but we were good kids.
Okay, how was life affected by segregation? The civil rights movement.
And I guess that we were in some ways, and in other ways we were not, because this was something that we were going to have to take care of families. We were going to have a house to live in, and so we didn't always feel that this was something that we had to go to them to help us do. We could do this ourselves.
You still maintain your life the way it was. Do you or anyone in your family go to the military during that time or participate in any wars? Or?
My father didn't. Okay. And my grandfather didn't. There might have been some relative down the line or someplace who went, but I can't think of it now.
Is there anything else you would like to tell us about growing up in the Gainsborough area that we have not asked the question? What are your memories, your fondest memories of
growing in the Gainsborough? Well, I always enjoyed going to the library and reading. I always liked reading, and I didn't go that often, but when I enjoyed it. Let's see, that's one thing that I enjoyed reading.
And singing and playing the piano?
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed singing.
Did you play at a church?
I didn't play it, no. My sister was the one who played. I could play a little bit, but I sang better than I played.
Did you sing at the churches from in the area?
Yeah, I sang at a lot of churches around, you know. I didn't mind doing that. I enjoyed doing that, really. But that was about it.
Did
I
you
like
have a
music.
Favorite song?
Oh, I don't know.
Many favorites.
Well, I think I had many favorite songs, and I would sing sometimes without mother's playing, and my brother Percy would come in and say, "Girl, why don't you shut up?" You know. But I enjoyed singing. I still do.
You wouldn't want to sing a song for us, would you?
Oh, not today. Another day.
It's a little.
Another day.
What about two or three? One little short. Just a little
even
bit.
Know what?
Anything you'd like to sing? One of your favorites. Just.
The Lord is my light, on my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I feel afraid? I've gotten.
Yes,
no, it wasn't.
Thank you. Yes, it was. It was just
it wasn't.
Beautiful.
beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Yeah,
you still have your dynamic voice.
Make me cry.
Make me cry.
Yeah, she
is.
Very nice. That was so beautiful.
Christine, that was beautiful.
Thank you so much. Unless you want to do another one.
No.
Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.